USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
President Trump is expected to cut U.S. troop presence in Afghanistan and Iraq by next January. According to multiple reports, the president is expected to issue an executive order this week, bringing the number of troops down to 2,500 in both Afghanistan and Iraq. There are currently about 5,000 troops in Afghanistan and another 3,000 in Iraq. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell cautioned against the move Monday. On the Senate floor, he said a rapid removal of troops could embolden the country's enemies.
A rapid withdrawal of U.S. forces from Afghanistan now would hurt our allies and delight the people who wish us harm.
Iowa has become the latest state to see increased restrictions aimed at slowing the spread of the coronavirus. Governor Kim Reynolds announced Monday a statewide indoor mask mandate, as well as orders capping indoor gatherings at 15 people and closing bars, restaurants, and other indoor leisure facilities at 10 p.m. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been taking vitamins off and on my whole adult life, and I've never seen any change, not like this, not since I've been on Balance of Nature. I used to take prescription medication for muscle aches and stuff. I don't take that anymore. I wish I'd have started it back when I first heard about it on the radio. And if I can give Balance of Nature any advice, keep it out on the radio, because I still hear these commercials from time to time, and I'm thinking, you know, you people need to listen up. I mean, I'm over 50. And, you know, your body starts wearing down. But Balance of Nature has literally changed my life. It really has.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
One major retailer is making changes to its face covering rules. Tim Berg has the details from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Costco has a new face covering policy. Starting on Monday, shoppers with medical conditions that prevent them from wearing a mask will now be required to wear a face shield in stores. Children under 2 are exempt. In announcing the change, Costco also stressing that masks or shields should not be seen as a substitute for social distancing. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The hand recounts of ballots in Georgia is now 4 days old, and Monday a number of previously uncounted ballots were found in Floyd County. 2,600 ballots were found that had not been tallied. Georgia's Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said the issue was with votes on one memory card that were not saved into the ballot counting system. Raffensperger tells Fox News even with this, the recount will be completed on time.
I'll go get the plan. Many of the counties are ahead, and every county will hit the 18th deadline that we gave them.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Providing another coronavirus relief package and keeping the government open are the two most pressing issues facing a returning Congress. Tim Berg has the latest from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Congress is facing a tight timeline to fund the government and try to clinch a long-sought deal on a fifth coronavirus deal as they seek to wrap up their work for the year. The House returning on Monday for the first time since the election and is currently scheduled to leave Washington for the year on December 10th. Both chambers will also be out of town next week for the Thanksgiving recess. House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, reminding everyone.
Government should be working. And that's the real challenge here, that Nancy Pelosi has been holding up any COVID relief bill. We need that assistance. We've got money sitting out there for small business, for states and others.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The 2021 edition of the NCAA basketball tournament could be bringing new meaning to being on the bubble. The selection committee for the men's tournament announced Monday that it was in talks with the city of Indianapolis to host the entire 67-game tournament with all 68 participating teams converging in central Indiana. In a release, the committee admitted that holding the event across 13 different venues as originally planned was currently not feasible. The NCAA says it's developing a plan for the tournament to be played in a single location with the details to be confirmed by the end of the year. The delayed men's and women's seasons are set to tip off on November 25th. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.